Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I was hoping to talk about writer's block. I am writing my second novel, and it's a bit strenuous and kind of hard. However, I'm getting through it slowly but surely. My biggest roadblock as far as writer's block goes is not having the inspiration or coming up with better ideas. I've been watching a lot of movies and reading different books for research and for inspiration. My next novel is going to be ghost related, so I've been watching a lot of paranormal shows and paranormal movies, monsters, ghosts, anything you can think of horror-wise to make this book scary yet intriguing. So, and the hard part is coming up with an original idea that fits in with the book. Because I'm not taking somebody else's ideas. I'm not going off somebody else's work. I'm watching this hoping that it will jog inspiration for my book. It's kind of hard to not put dreams in the factor. And I always make a point to tell everybody my actual dreams are in my books. Always. Always, always, always. I always put at least some part of my dream in the book, if not all of it. There are a few personal details that I leave out in certain dreams that are for me only. And I think it's kind of like making a birthday wish in some cases. There are a few dreams that I've put in this one that I'm writing now that I hope come true. But at the same time, I'm not giving out all the details so that I don't jinx it. I change names a lot. Some are similar, some aren't. It's really hard choosing names for characters, too. I'm in the middle of this book, and there's one character that I still have not gotten a name for. He's kind of the mystery guy, and I still do not have a name for this character. My last book, it was easy coming up with the names. I don't know where I came up with them, but I started writing that book in junior high and high school. I had the characters' names picked out in junior high and high school. It was Yuna and Orion. Those were my two main characters. And I knew that back in 97, 98, when I started writing. I had written it down on a little notepad, and I still have that from back then, that those were going to be my characters. Those were going to be my two leads. And I absolutely adore my book. There's certain things in it that feel like memories to me. Like there's certain moments in The Caged Immortal that are like memories. And that's another thing that you use for inspiration to overcome writer's block. Think of a memory that brings you back to that place and time that you're trying to explain. Use your memories. Change the characters. Change the situations. Change the environment. It works. There's a lot of details that I put in The Caged Immortal that came from out of nowhere, and I still to this day have no idea where they came from. My next episode tomorrow will be about
past life regression, which I will admittedly did last night, and it was weird. But that's another thing you can use for inspiration as well, is hypnosis, meditation. Use the environment around you when you're meditating, the first environment that comes to mind, as your safe place. For me, it was next to the ocean. That was my safe place. And that plays a large part in both of my books, is water and the ocean, and it's my fascination. It is going to, I can pretty much guarantee it's going to be in every single book that I write at some point or other. A little bit about this next book. If you know anyone that is into metaphysics or is an empath or a psychic or a medium or a channel, they will understand this book more than most, because it puts you in that position where you are living life through the dead. But there's a lot of twists and turns. There's a lot of danger. I never go light on details in my books. There is always some sort of, there's always at least one section, one or two sections where it's such graphic detail, it'll make you shudder. And that's another thing to overcome writer's block, is write in grave detail. The way something smells, the way it tastes, the feeling that you have, what that feeling's like. It's a lot easier to go back and rewrite something after you've given all that detail, because you're like, oh yeah, well, this made me feel this way when I was writing it, and this is how I think this character will feel during this whole situation. And that's another thing. One of the best things I can tell you is always put a piece of your personality in the book as one of the characters. It doesn't have to be the main one, but there needs to be at least one character that is relatable to you, so that it's easier to talk through, basically tell their story. I mean, main characters, you can just make up anything that comes to mind. Or you can use yourself. There's a lot of things that you can use for inspiration. One of the very good things that I like to do to overcome writer's block is to shut off everything that is around me and just sit in the dark. I know it sounds strange, but your imagination tends to run rampant when you're in an enclosed space, dark, where it's dark around you, and there's no distractions. They say that one of the things about writers that most people don't understand is how we can lock ourselves in one room away from everyone else and stare at a keyboard or have a pen and paper right in front of us and nothing else. And the second somebody comes in, we either glare at them to get out, tell them to get out and leave us alone, or we just pretend they didn't walk in the room. And it's not that we're doing it on purpose. I promise you that. It's not intentional. We just, a lot of us just immerse ourselves in the stories that we're writing. It's like a movie for us. In our brains, it's playing out as a movie. We're telling the story of somebody else. And it's a fun revelation. I'm not saying block off all humanity, although there are times when I just want to
run away and hide from humanity. I made a quote this morning on Facebook and Twitter where I had watched a video that a friend had posted, and this video made such an impact on my on me as a person. And it inspired, because, you know, they say you don't know what you got till it's gone. Well, in this video, and I'll see if I can find it so I can post it on Twitter, but in this video, this man is beating the crap out of this homeless guy that keeps sitting outside his shop. Every day, this guy does this. And then one day, the homeless man isn't there. The next couple of days, doesn't show up, isn't there when the guy opens the shop. And the guy realizes, oh yeah, I've got the security system, I can see what's going on, or what happened to him. Because he starts to miss being able to abuse this person, or takes advantage of the fact that they're, or not takes advantage, but took for granted that this person was there every morning. At the drop of a hat, every time he opened those doors. And the guy wasn't there anymore. So when you're used to something like that and it's not there, you kind of wonder. So this guy's watching the footage of how horrible he treated this person. And every time before he treated this person horribly, this homeless person was protecting his shop. He would sleep outside the front of the shop. And anytime somebody tried to break in or pee on it or tag it, this homeless man would sit there and guard it. And the shop owner started feeling horrible for everything he had done. And the next thing I know, I'm watching it, and it shows this whole scene where the homeless man is getting stabbed by these robbers that had tried to break into the shop. And that was it. The homeless man was dead. That was the end of the story. That's why he wasn't there the next few days when the shop owner kept looking for him or kept expecting him to be there. And the quote I made this morning when I saw that was, being human isn't the right to do as we please. And it's not. It's not the right to do whatever. That's not being human. That's not who human beings are supposed to be. Now, am I saying that as a fact? No, that is my personal opinion. That is not who I believe human beings are supposed to be, especially to each other. It says, being human isn't the right to do as we please. Being human is the belief in each other. When you've got that belief on and the expectation that somebody's always going to be there, just like the inspiration to write, most think it's automatically there, especially if they don't write. If they're not authors, or if they don't write journals and stories, the inspiration is not always there. Do we get discouraged when we don't get the inspiration right away? Yes, of course. I get frustrated, I get agitated, I get annoyed. When I'm trying to focus, it doesn't happen. And sometimes you just got to lean back and just let it happen. And just let it come. It's not about doing whatever I want. I can't make inspiration happen because I want to. It comes when it needs to, or when it's supposed to. Is it always the best inspiration? No, not always. And sometimes I'm just like, that's been done before and I don't want to do that. That's not where I want to go. It's just like humanity. It's hard to explain that we are so fast-paced now. I still, believe it or not, a lot of my inspiration comes from doing everything old-fashioned. Where I'll be standing in the kitchen making pasta. Yes, I make homemade pasta. Homemade noodles for chicken noodle soup. Homemade lasagna. I make homemade sauce. I make homemade meals from scratch. Or I doctor the recipes a little bit. We don't eat fast food unless it's like pizza. So there's not a lot of background contamination, as I like to call it. But it's funny how little stuff like that, like getting away from technology and the fast-paced world of today, can inspire things from the past to be brought up in a story. Or inspire you to do something else with your life. Inspire you to care for people more, or to love them more, or to spend more time with them. There are days when I want to just shut everything off and just spend time with my kids or my family. It's not the hardest thing in the world to do, but I think people are finding it harder and harder to do because technology is addictive. And I'll be the first to admit, the first thing I grab for when I wake up in the morning is my phone, mainly because it's my alarm clock. And then others, it's, well, let's see what I've missed. It's a technical world now, and you can't get past that. When I was growing up, it was go outside and play. I don't care what you do. Use your imagination. Kids nowadays don't have a lot of imagination, and if they do, it's war-related or video game-related or TV-related. It's insane. We have a DVR for a reason in our house. I will make the kids shut off the video games. I will make them sit down and watch a show with me or play a board game. That is our absolute favorite thing to do. It's funny. We watch Ghost Adventures every Saturday night, whether or not my oldest is out with us or not. We will sit down Saturday night and watch Ghost Adventures. And if you've ever seen the show, it has its funny moments, and it's quite awesome. So check it out if you haven't seen it. But we'll sit and play board games, or we'll play cards. Mark usually cheats. He's the younger one. He's finding new and inventive ways to cheat at board games and cards. I don't know how he's doing it most of the time, but I'm starting to catch on. I'm not allowed to play poker. Because apparently I don't play it right. My kids are awesome, though. They'll even request to play a board game. They're like, hey, can we have a family game night? And I love that. I love that my kids are inspired enough to turn off all the electronics and go, let's go play a board game or let's go play cards. And it's actually fun and inventive competition. It's actually inspired quite a few characters in this new book. Is my kids and their behavior during board games and card games. So if you stop trying to look for everything that inspires you, you end up finding out that pretty much everything can inspire you. So how to overcome writer's block? Stop looking. Stop expecting it to be there. If it's not there, it's not there. Let go and let it happen. I guarantee you there's going to be at least one time a day where you're like, you know, that would make a great storyline, or that comment would make an excellent line in a book. It is what it is. You can't force it. You can't make it happen. It's exactly like fate, I guess. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Be yourself. Enjoy life. And if there's somebody in your life that has nothing but negative to say about you, or when you're in a positive mood, tries to drag you down, shut that person out. Instead of trying to explain to them over and over again, hey, you know what, you're sucking the life out of me, or, you know what, that really hurt. Because you can only say it so many times before you become a broken record. Sometimes people are just negative people. They're so wrapped up in their own issues, in their own world, in their own drama, that they don't really, they want to see other people happy. If it's your significant other, they want to see you happy. But there are times when it's like, well, I don't want you to be happy because I'm not happy. And that's not the way it works. I'm sorry, but you just can't do that. If somebody's happy, let them be happy. Don't be a jerk. I'm not going to say it's not fair because that's childish, but if you're in a great mood and somebody comes along and goes, well, you're an asshole, or how dare you? What do you say to that? Absolutely nothing. Just brush it off. Go about your day. Enjoy it. Smile. Laugh. And if that moment starts to drag you down to where you feel horrible, that's okay. It'll pass. It's never permanent. Feelings are not permanent. It's kind of like the weather, especially here in Nebraska. Give it 5 minutes, it'll change real quick. To change your way of thinking on it, dance. Watch a funny movie. Talk to somebody that makes you laugh. Heck, you know what I do for easy entertainment? I play on Snapchat. I watch the funniest videos, and I'll make statements on Twitter, and there are times when sometimes the drama of Facebook is just hilarious, and you're just sitting there watching it going, really, did you just say that? I have a habit of doing that to where people are just like, I can't believe you. Apparently, I'm naturally funny at times. Then there are other times when I am, like, stone cold serious, and you're wondering, okay, are you mad at me? No, I have my deep thought moments. And they're actually more often than the funny moments, so. And that's another thing. Watch a comedian. That'll definitely inspire at least a comedy. The deep thought moments. Always write down what you're thinking in those moments. If you're in a deep, deep thought, write down what you're feeling and what you're thinking about. Because you can twist that and turn it and use it in a story. We're all stories. I love that Doctor Who quote. We're all stories in the end. Make it a good one. Have an amazing day, everyone.